overall, at the core, if you look at the NVIDIAs, the AMDs of the world, the valuations look actually very reasonable. So that's really the core reason why we don't think we are in a bubble.
My main point is that the valuations actually are getting ahead of where the technology is right now.
So I don't consider that a valuation bubble, but I do question where the application providers, where the people that are doing the spin, where are they going to make their money?
On this episode of Early Bird, are we in an AI bubble now? Should investors avoid AI stocks now or continue to buy them? Joining us today on the podcast to discuss these topics are Shailesh Kumar of Astute Investors Calculus, Russell Rhodes of Indiana University, and Ivana Dalevska of Spear Invest. If you're an investor looking to stay on top of the latest market trends, then you're listening to the right podcast. This is Early Bird, and I'm your host, Stephen Lerner. Before we get to today's discussion, let me tell you how you can save time and beat the market through Early Bird, a free daily email newsletter featuring commentary about the latest trends in stocks, cryptocurrency, and equity crowdfunding. Early Bird is designed to help individual and non-professional investors stay on top of all of the critical investing trends. The newsletter is 100% free and is sent to your email box each weekday morning. Subscribe to Early Bird for free at www.earlybird.email. Once again, that's earlybird.email. And now, today's discussion. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Early Bird podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. Today, we are talking about AI stocks. Most of this year, AI stocks were incredible in the market. But in the past few weeks, in October and November, AI stocks have taken a turn for the worse. So there's a lot of talk in the market about, is there an AI bubble? And if so, what does that look like? What AI stocks or other stocks should we be looking at? So to talk about this subject, we've assembled a really great roundtable of guests who are experts in this space to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to start actually with Ivana on this topic. I heard you don't believe we're in an AI bubble, so I'd love to hear, you know, what you're seeing in the market right now, why you don't think we're in an AI bubble at the moment.
Well, thanks for having me, Stephen. As you know, I focus on fundamental research, and what we do is basically go deep into the fundamentals, understand the cycle, understand valuations. And if you look at prior bubbles, really the way to identify them is valuations really expand ahead of earnings, right? So you're going to see valuations go from like a normal range to one standard deviation above that. So right now we're not seeing any of that in the core names that we're holding. There are some areas of the market, specifically companies that don't generate any revenues, where valuations have been really fluctuating just because it's very difficult to assess. They're really based on future 10, 20 year projections. So there is a segment of the market where valuations may be defined as stretch, but it really all depends on how you look at that, look at those markets. But overall, at the core, if you look at the NVIDIAs, the AMDs of the world, the valuations look actually very reasonable. So that's really the core reason why we don't think we are in a bubble.
Okay. It's kind of a broad look, looking at where the market is, looking at some of those numbers. That's how you're determining if we're in an AI bubble or not. Shailesh, I know you have a different point of view. You think we're in an AI bubble today. Tell me a bit about that. Why do you think we're in an AI bubble today, and what that might mean for the stock market?
Yeah, so I look at it from a bigger picture perspective. I think what we see today is very, very similar to the internet stock bubble in early 2000s. Internet changed the world, and so is AI going to change the world. I agree with that. My main point is that the valuations actually are getting ahead of where the technology is right now. I will say that today, if you look at how much money is being spent in AI, It's significant. I mean, I have actually never heard numbers like this before. In 2026, people are saying that we'll be spending globally about $500 trillion just in AI. NVIDIA today is about $5 trillion market cap company. So that's kind of 10 times the total global AI spend. I'm just taking a bigger picture look. I think the valuations for NVIDIA, and even the, you know, if you just look at the PE ratio, they have earnings right now to support that. The PE ratio is, I don't know, about 50, 57, something like that. Mm-hmm. Seems very reasonable. The question is this AI spending going to exist 2 years or 3 years from now, or even 5 years from now? You know, a lot of times when you start looking at valuations, you are making a projection on what the future is going to be. And I actually don't have that visibility. I think the future is murky. There are reports coming out from McKinsey and other people saying, you know, if you look at the enterprise AI spend, companies are not really seeing payback yet. It will happen. It's not happening yet, but it will happen sometime in the future. But the question is, are we getting ahead of ourselves at this point?
I see that. So you're looking at the spend, which, right, as you said, it's astronomically high right now for AI. And you're drawing the parallels to the dot-com bubble from years ago.
Right.
I see. Ivana, real quick, just hearing what Shailesh had to say about all the spending right now, I'm wondering what do you make of that? Because I know you don't think we're in an AI bubble right now, but do you have concerns about the spending right now?
Well, not necessarily concerns, but I can shed some light on how the spending works versus the returns. Basically, the way we are seeing the spending is in waves. So the first wave of spending was on NVIDIA's initial introduction of the Hopper infrastructure. And the Hopper really enabled a lot of the transformer model-based applications like ChatGPT and other similar search-based tools that we use today. So really from that spend that we did on that architecture, those were the benefits that we saw. Now the next wave is going to be about these AI agents, right? And for that to come to fruition, you really need to see significantly more spending. And this is where we're seeing the second wave of spending, and the numbers are pretty astronomical. It's something that we haven't seen before, but we have very good visibility on the infrastructure projects that are getting put in place. So we have pretty high confidence that the next 2 to 3 years of spending is going to happen. Now, whether you're going to see the returns, that's a big question mark, right? And then the next wave of investment is going to be robotics. We think we're still very far from that wave. So I think it's going to come in waves. I think at each point in time, you are going to be able to assess whether you're seeing the returns or not. But it's not really, you do have to wait a few years before the returns show up.
Oh, I see. So you're seeing it in terms of waves, AI agents being next, robotics down the line eventually.
Exactly. And the spend comes first. So that's where we are. Like, we try to, for our portfolio, we run an ETF. We try to position our investments in where we are seeing immediate returns. So right now, you're seeing immediate returns on the infrastructure side, whether it's energy, networking. This is real dollars put in place in the next 3 years, right? The application side, it's a little riskier right now. They're interesting ideas, but it's too early for us to underwrite those. So that's kind of the framework that we're using to think about this.
Interesting. Russell, I want to bring you into this. What do you make about the spending going on right now in AI?
Well, the spend is what I'm paying the most attention to, and I'm kind of between. It's funny you talked to the other two folks first, because I'm kind of between them on some of my opinions, and I'm going to hit on both sides as I sort of go along here. The only people making any money right now off of this are the people that are benefiting from the spend. And if you go back, and I was at Balyasny when we did a good job being short the internet bubble. And when we really decided to get short internet stocks, was when we started to see some cracks in spending with Cisco. And I would visit an EMC distribution center every 3 weeks and basically look at what was going through there from Asia, and it fell off a cliff. And then about 6 months later, you know, the internet stock, not internet stocks, fell apart. So I'm paying very, very, very close attention to the spend. Also, NVIDIA, I think about 50% of the revenues comes from five companies, about 20% comes from two. And one of them is Microsoft. Microsoft's capital spending, it's been growing about 40% CAGR over the last 3 years. Their revenues have not been growing that fast. And same thing with Meta. Meta is actually going to double their capital spending. If you look at the trailing 12 months, the last most recent four quarters versus the previous four quarters, they're up 106% in their spending. The second I hear one of those firms say that they may need to pull back a bit on the capital spend because they're not seeing the revenues, and that's really where I think things are going to fall apart, is that the people that are buying things from them, eventually they're going to have to question, where are we going to get the money to continue this capital spend? Where are we going to get the money to cover the previous capital spend? And I do something for Indiana University every November where I travel around to 11 different cities and I do a market update. And every single person's been asking me about AI. And, you know, is it in a bubble? And I say, it's not necessarily in a bubble. In fact, my students, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, they said, can you do a cash flow analysis on NVIDIA and tell us what you think it would be worth? And with reasonable, like, long-term 20% growth, I came up with $3.8 trillion. It's at $4.6 right now, so I don't consider that a valuation bubble. But I do question where the application providers, where the people that are doing the spend, where are they going to make their money? And I don't see anything that's scalable. And I ask the people as I go around, I'm not trying to fight with you. I don't see where it's scalable. So I actually use ChatGPT and asked ChatGPT, who's going to make money off of AI? And it basically only talked about the hardware providers. It did not have, and I kept pushing it, and it never could come up. I don't see a scalable, massive, upside revenue producing product that's coming out of AI. I see a lot of increased efficiencies, but does that justify, $500 trillion in spending, a few years out? So that's where my concerns are. It's not necessarily that, we're overvalued, but it's what's the long-term business sense here? And that's the part that I just can't pick up on.
It's a good point. You can see where things are now, but long-term, where things are headed. On that note, let's talk a little bit about the stocks. Obviously the market hasn't been well, especially AI stocks these past few weeks. Shailesh, I know you think we're in an AI bubble. Given that thesis of being potentially in an AI bubble, where are you looking at the market? Are there particular kinds of companies in this space that you might favor in this particular market?
I think, primarily I invest in small cap value stocks. So this is kind of not my territory, but I do like Google. Mm-hmm. So I want to mention Google because, first of all, they are not very expensive right now, as far as I can see. But they actually have a pretty good diversity in their business. So they are one of the forerunners in AI. They have their own language model, and they make their own tensor chips to support their data centers. But that's not the only thing they do. They are into self-driving. They have their core advertising business, search engines, etc. Mm-hmm. And they also have some other moonshots like quantum computing, right? Eventually, I see AI and quantum computing coming together at some point. And Google is well positioned over there. So to me, Google looks like a stock which has a good value, and it also has a very good growth opportunities going forward. I think NVIDIA has been a mainstay. They are probably the company that's benefiting the most in AI. The valuation is a little bit high, but not too much. And I think, like Russell said, it can be supported if the earnings continue to grow at 20% or better clip. again, my I can only see so far, and I think if AI spend falls off the cliff in 5 years, then all these projections are out of the window. So
good point.
That's my perspective.
Good point about where things could be headed and some of those stocks that you mentioned. Obviously, Google, an AI play, but at the same time, they're diversified beyond just AI. Russell, what do you make of that? Anything particular about where the market is right now, the types of stocks? Obviously, there's a lot of AI plays out there, but what do you think is good right now, whether AI or not even an AI play?
Well, just, you know, with respect to AI, I think all three of us agree that the hardware type guys are the better place to be right now, because they are seeing they are seeing the spend, and I do hear more people starting to question what's going to be the big business model for the people that are doing the spend. So I'd probably be a bit more cautious on some of those names. There are not really any pure AI stuff. You know what I mean? There are smaller ones, but most of the ones that are spending the money are large, diversified technology firms that do have a little bit else going on. So they're probably able to maintain the investment in AI a bit longer than any kind of startup would.
Yeah. Good point. That's sort of how that is right now, those types of stocks. Ivana, you mentioned AI agents, robotics as future waves to look at. But right now, what are the types of stocks that you are looking at right now? Or anything in particular in the AI space or other tech spaces that you think presents an interesting opportunity right now?
Yeah, absolutely, Steven. So out of the large cap, the Mag 7, we only own NVIDIA for the reasons that Russell and Shailesh outlined. But really, what we see happening over the next 2 years is that the upside is broadening from just NVIDIA, which was the driver of the prior wave of investments, to a broader set of names like AMD, like Amazon, the Trainium chip. So the companies we see benefiting is those that provide components to build this other system. So networking is one area that we are very excited about. Arista Networks, Credo Technologies. So these would be smaller cap names. Also on the optic side, we see a lot of opportunities in companies like Ciena, Coherent. They're offering kind of a different angle compared to the traditional networking place. So we see really the opportunities deep in the value chain. And these companies are not really trading at some of the new networking plays are trading at high valuations on revenues and EBITDA just because they're growing very fast. They're literally introducing products that are as large as their entire revenue base of the prior product. But some of the optics names are actually trading at pretty reasonable valuation. So we're finding a lot of opportunities deep in the value chain.
Looking deep, networking, good places to be. Given, and this question I'm opening up to anybody in the roundtable today, you know, the market obviously the past few weeks has not been so good overall. There have been some bright spots outside of AI. Healthcare, for example, has performed well as a sector the past few weeks. What do you have to say to investors as we approach the end of the year? Is this still a good stock market, do you think? Or because obviously we don't know the long-term perspective of where this market is headed, but at least in the short term, are you still feeling good about the current state of the market? And again, I'll open this up to anybody for discussion.
I'm not. I'll be quick, I promise. I'm not particularly, we're coming off a third great year for the S&P 500. It's going to be pretty difficult to repeat that. We got the Shiller PE above 40 for the first time since the late 90s. That's the one that, but you can top that and you can go up for three more years. So you know, I'm not completely wrong when I say I don't like the stock market next year. But I think next year at best will be a subpar year. And I think people are starting to look beyond. The one big wild card that everybody seems to be holding their breath on is this last Fed meeting. Yeah. Not so much what they're going to do, but they have changed the odds to 50-50 at this point, which has a lot of people up in arms. But the composition of the Fed changes after this meeting.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more disparity in thought among the new voters than the old voters. So that might start to create more uncertainty. And we actually see more derivative activity in December than we normally do. And that's what the thinking is, that it's around a lot of uncertainty with that Fed meeting, not necessarily the rate thing, but other things that may come out of it.
Yes.
And that would set the table for the end of the year. I think that's December 10th. Yeah.
Some things to look forward to in December. Good point. Good points.
I think, what do you mean when you say market? If you talk about the S&P 500, I think the big problem there right now is the Mag 7 are probably like 30% of the index. Mm. And so, I mean, the market itself is very little diversified. I mean, you don't get that safety anymore.
Yes.
In the market if you're buying the index. So if you see the risk in the tech stocks, in the AI stocks, and if you want some safety, you probably have to stay away from the large cap indexes.
Hmm. That's a good point. The index is large cap at this point is basically an AI index.
Right.
Ivana, real quick, to close us out, what do you think of the current state of the market? Feeling good about it or otherwise?
Well, we don't necessarily time the market, but the opportunity set that we're seeing ahead of us is unlike something we've seen for the past 10 years. So we're literally so busy with a new set of ideas each week, analyzing new companies that are coming to market or didn't look interesting, but now have a catalyst with AI that look much more promising. So we're finding a lot of opportunities in this market. I would say that because there are a lot of funds that are doing trend following, volatility has increased significantly. So what you will see is that usually what would be like a 5% pullback is now more looking like a 15-20% pullback on pretty much no news, right? Like one little headline sets the trend off, and then a lot of funds pile into that and have to adjust. So I think you only want to be invested in this type of market if you're a long-term investor and you're able to take advantage of the dips, because the dips are just incredible buying opportunities. They have nothing to do with the fundamentals. So you do need to be picking the right stocks, right? Because you do need to see which one actually has earnings accelerating, but you're buying it at a lower valuation. Some of them don't have earnings accelerating, right? And you want to stay away from those. But I think that's basically my point would be, you want to be selective in terms of what companies you own, but definitely buying the dips makes sense to me here on the opportunities that look good.
Thank you again to Shailesh Kumar, Russell Rhodes, and Ivana Delevska for sharing your insights on AI stocks. And thank you to everyone for listening to today's discussion. We'll be back next week for another episode of Early Bird. Have a great day.